Let's do it. Good morning. I'm Chairman Brad Holton. I'll bring the meeting to order. We have a 9:30 agenda item meeting with county attorneys for legal staff update and to consider action items. So if it's all right, let's just take the action items in the order in which they've been on the agenda. So let's take the first one to consider resolution approving award of officer's badge and duty weapon. Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning, Chairman, Commissioners. So it's a longstanding tradition in law enforcement that as a long-serving officer retires in good standing that we award the badge and firearm. Captain Patchett has been with the Canyon County Sheriff's Office for approximately 25 years with a total of 29 and a half years of service to our community.
Chairman.
Yes.
And this really is a law enforcement officer that's worth highlighting and celebrating for his tenured service. He is an amazing leader. He spent a lot of his time, he has served in patrol, but a lot of his time has been in the Dale Hill Detention Facility. He took over probably the second year that I was here, and really a noticeable change in leadership style and that improved the morale and just the overall quality of leadership that was a standard that we want to really acknowledge in Canyon County. So lots of thanks. He's been a great friend and just an awesome person to serve with. I can't say enough good things about him, and I think his peers and the command staff and leadership would feel the same way. So a great day to celebrate a person that's given a lot of their time and effort to Canyon County. So I would personally like to make the motion, unless you have anything else to say, but with a lot of honor and privilege, I move that we award the duty badge and the service weapon to Captain Harold Patchett for his dedicated years of service to Canyon County.
A second.
Just a side note, we had the opportunity to go out on the shooting range in the last couple of weeks, and both the captain and Commissioner Brooks and myself got to shoot his duty weapon at a larger-than-human target about 200 yards away, and all three of us hit it with his service revolver. So it is a very fine revolver and one that deserves to be retired with the captain. So motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. Thank you.
Thanks, Kevin.
Just an invitation from the sheriff. I'm aware the board has a workshop this afternoon with the sheriff's office, but we will be holding a small get-together for Captain Patchett on the third floor of the new administrative building from 2 to 4.
2 to 4. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Okay. Next action item is for an upgrade agreement. Steve would come up and introduce that. Good morning, Katie. If you mind giving us a little background of what it is, who it is, and we can go from there.
Yeah, I can get started, Mr. Chair, Commissioners. Good morning. So what this proposal is that you're looking at is for a major upgrade for the public administration room here in Canyon County. It's for public hearings, community engagement, civil organizations. You know, primarily this space is designed to facilitate a lot of different local government operations. I know Development Services uses this very heavily. We have seating capacity in there for 65 people with different configurations for the tables. Two main display screens and a presentation screen with a few microphones as well. And also, not only does Development Services use this quite extensively, the public budget meeting hearing is held there as well. And then did you have some other ones that you said you'd?
Yeah, so some of the other things that are held over in that room are the DUI and drug court graduations. There's actually public Democratic and Republican meetings held over in that building or that room as well. The monthly director meetings are also usually held within that room when they're here at the courthouse campus. So the equipment over there is at least 10 years old. We've had three different providers coming in to service that in the 10 years that I've been within IT. So the equipment itself is reaching date, if not expired already.
Yeah, we've got reports here, help desk tickets from the TVs flickering, the displays not coming up when they need to be coming up. Recently, we had a broken HDMI wall plate that needed to be replaced to just limp us along, right? And so, so with that equipment being dated like that, we did, IT, Canyon County IT did put in the budget of $75,000 for phase one of this project for fiscal year 26. Planning on doing, you know, another ask for FY27 for phase two. This year, if we could, as you can see, the quote has exceeded $75,000, but if we could, we're requesting that we do phase one, which is a little more than we anticipated, but it would be really good to get all of it done in the first phase, and it comes in at $98,800.19. Which does mean we would ask for less for fiscal year 27, but we would be able to accomplish more this year. And we have identified a savings of about $28,000 in a capital expenditures line item that would be able to cover
the cost
in this and be able to support covering phase one.
Okay. Makes logical sense to me.
Yep, it's really needed over there. There is, as you've indicated, a lot of activity, a lot of groups that meet there. We did our area of impact meetings there. When the technology doesn't work, it's a problem for the public and whoever is holding that meeting. So I'm in favor, Chairman, and thank you for identifying cost savings in other areas so that we don't have to go over.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Chairman, I move that we sign the Forte System Upgrade Agreement as presented.
I second.
Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks for a clear presentation. That's helpful. Third action item is consider resolution classifying records and authorizing the destruction of certain records for the Canyon County Clerk's Office. All right.
So, Chairman, Commissioners, we're just here. We have some records that are up for the time for destruction, and so we're just looking to get those approved. We have voted ballots, absentee ballots from the May 2024 election, spoiled ballots from the November 25 election, absentee affidavit envelopes from the May 24 election, and then the absentee request forms from the year 2024, and a couple of petitions that are up after their five-year retention. These would have been signature sheets that we verified for initiatives or petitions or candidacies.
Chairman.
Did you see that mistake? On the May, the third item down on the whereas, it has the wrong date for the 60-day retention. It has 2024, it should be 2025.
I had a different question, but that's okay. Thank you.
On it.
I know. Yeah, I would have gotten to it. No, I do just want to verify on the record the destruction guidelines meet Idaho state statute, so you're operating within that. And then there's been a lot of interest recently in the reconciliation of spoiled ballots, different things. And so everything that you're proposing for destruction has been reconciled in terms of the canvas portion of the election.
Yes.
Thank you for that. Because we can't get them back once they're destroyed.
Right.
Yeah.
We'll find out.
Trade has mine.
Okay. So you read it verbally that it was May 2025, one box of spoiled ballots, 60-day retention. Is it 2024 or is it 2025?
It's 2025. It's from November. Only need to save it for 60 days.
Okay.
But since I oversee retention, I save it for 6 months and destroy it with the upcoming election.
Okay. So we'll just change our resolution, make that right. Scribbler's error, and get it fixed.
We did go back and forth emailing back and forth with a little confusion. So
okay.
Maybe it came on that side, but these are correct.
Okay.
So Chairman, I'm still confused. So now that you've brought it up, you're saying that what's listed here headed for destruction is accurate. Do we need to add then something from 25?
The only difference would be the spoiled ballots that say November, I believe on your sheet, 2024.
And that's my problem. I don't have anything that says November 2024.
They all say May.
They all say May. Okay, so there is one from November 2020.
So instead of May, it should be November 2025.
Five.
Five. Okay.
Okay. All right. That helps me now. It makes sense.
It's that.
Sorry.
There you go. No, it's fine. So, Chairman, I move that we sign the resolution, Board of County Commissioners classifying records of the county clerk and authorizing the destruction of certain records, with the exception on the spoiled ballots that the date needs to reflect November of 2025, not May of 2024.
Perfect. All right. Clear as mud now. All right.
Second, with some clarification, the 2025 is for the one box of spoiled ballots.
Correct. Yes.
Second.
All right. Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries. All right.
Thank you.
Who would have thunk it was that complicated, right? All right. Next action item is consider talent fire agreement with Lakefront Entertainment LLC, DBA Fran Romero Agency for Canyon County Fair. Well, good morning.
Good morning.
It's that time of year.
It's that time of year.
Yes. Yes.
So this is our agreement with our booking agent who secures all of our main stage concert acts. So the Thursday, Friday, Saturday night concerts, both the headliner and the opener. The amount of money in the contract is the artist guarantee that comes out of one line item, and then the other part comes out of main stage production. So it's broken up over two line items and is within budget.
Okay. All right.
This is the same form of the agreement that we've used the last several years with our changes incorporated in. You'll notice that it does have a disclaimer page on the front of the agreement because there is some personal information in the artist writers that would be redacted before the information was provided publicly. What we have before you is the front page of the agreement with Romero, and your agreement that you have digitally is the full 130 pages of additional information about the specific performers and their needs.
Yep. Chairman, I have a question. In the contract on page 3 for the cancellation, we did have that exercised on force majeure during, if I understand that correctly, and this contract does not make any provision for acts of God or force majeure issues. So are we okay with that?
Some of those are in the details in those writers and when and will they perform. And, you know, with a national act, you're sort of bound by their terms of when they show up and when they won't. I don't think we actually got to the point for the main stage agreements with the, well, maybe we did during the pandemic. Do we have to cancel?
Yeah. In general, though, with weather, the artist typically gets paid whether they go on or not.
Okay.
The show was supposed to go on.
We did last time.
We do our best to make the show go on.
Right. The other...
They make it to Canyon County, they get paid.
There is a provision in there for cancellation insurance, which I hadn't seen that before. Do we have that? Do we need that?
And you're on page 3?
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, Trent had my copy if I don't.
He's reviewing, probably not what's in front of you, but in general, there's a lot of things that we cross off within the writer that are the needs of, well, they're not needs from the artist, they're wants of the artist that we don't provide.
Yeah, and I did see some of that that's been excluded in there. But anyway, thank you for that. I have another question for the director, chairman, if that's okay. And I'm still on page 3, Zach, on the recording and the streaming. How do you manage that where it says that's not allowed and we have the use of so many cell phones?
We as the fair.
So you, that only applies to the fair bit?
Yeah, we.
Okay.
An individual who attends
that puts their phone up and records something and then puts it on their social media.
Okay, fair game. Okay, perfect. And you got all the security worked out this year. Okay, perfect.
All right.
Back to your question, Commissioner Van Beek. So the cancellation, as we discussed, the risk is on us, and you know, unless there's a force majeure reason, there is a recommendation in here that from the talent agent that we secure cancellation insurance. To my recollection, we've never pursued that before. It's probably something we could look into with Hartwell.
Just a question. I hadn't seen that in the contract. Maybe it's been in there, but I appreciate you fielding the questions and thank you. These are big contracts and you have a lot of pieces to put together to make sure that we have the world's greatest fair right here in Canyon County. So thanks for your hard work on getting the main stage lined up. You have a good lineup that will be in action about a month from now. Yep.
Saturday night is sold out. So there's some single seats available.
Yeah.
If you want to come by yourself, I've got a seat.
All right. There's no other discussion. I'd entertain a motion.
Chairman, I move that the board signs the talent buyer agreement with Lakefront Entertainment LLC, doing business as Fran Romero Agency for the Canyon County Fair as presented.
I second.
All right. Just want to note that some of these documents like this represents a lot of work in the background, and we just get it to this point. Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. All right.
Thank you.
We're off to the fair. All right. Next action item is consider gopher control cooperative agreement with Idaho Transportation Department.
If we can take up, I think there should be two of these, gopher control and
noxious weed.
Yeah, we can take those up at the same time.
Commissioner, Chairman, Commissioners, I'd like to excuse Director Britton. He's out of the office this morning, so can you get me? These are annual agreements with the Idaho Transportation Department to provide services of gopher control and noxious weed control. It's just a service that we provide for ITD to try to keep the roadways as clear as possible. It is secondary work for our department on days where we don't have other more pressing work. A lot of the work that we do for them is done in the last few months of June and July. June and July of each year.
Yeah.
So this is just our annual agreement with them.
Chairman, I have a comment for the record. And this agreement was put into place 4 or 5 years ago, maybe with ITD. I'm really in favor of this for a couple of reasons. First, there is an intersection that's a very dangerous intersection. I did call on it, and ITD did not, lower those weeds in a way that it made it a safe intersection. So our weed department went out there and they cleared that intersection, which I see as a life-saving effort. So I really appreciate the leadership from Director Britton and the coordinating work that you do in support of that. I'm in favor of both the weed control for $6,000, and this tops out. So when the $6,000 has been billed, then that contract expires unless it's approved by the board. And then the $2,000 also for the gopher control. It's a win every way around for the citizens and for ITD. Sometimes they're just maxed out and can't get to it. So it's a safety issue. So that, I'm in favor.
I am too. I think it's efficiency in government. So
yep.
It's a good thing. All right. If there's no other discussion, I'd entertain a motion.
Chairman, I move that the Board of County Commissioners signs the Gopher Control Cooperative Agreement with the Idaho Transportation Department, as well as the Noxious Weed Control with ITD in their Division of Highways for District 3, and those are valued at $2,000 and $6,000, respectively.
I second.
Okay. Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. Thank you.
Thanks, Becky.
Motions, I should say. All right. Is there anything else public we need to do? I know that there's at least one executive session issue for update on likely or pending litigation. Okay, so DNF.
Chairman, I move that the board adjourns to executive session under Idaho Code 742061 subsection D for records exempt and F to communicate with the board's legal counsel regarding pending or likely litigation.
Second.
All right, motion's been made and seconded. What say you, Commissioner Van Beek?
Yes.
Commissioner Brooks?
Yes.
Commissioner Holton is yes. Motion carries unanimously. Let's consider ourselves recessed in executive session.